Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Teleconferencing, communication problems. In the modern business world, teleconferencing is an essential means through which business associates in different places communicate with each other. Teleconferencing may be done through audio or both audio and video channels, and is a cost-effective way of conducting business meetings with colleagues and associates who are in different parts of the same country or the world. Because teleconferencing is dependent on long-distance communication and sometimes unreliable technology, problems in communication can often arise. For example, participants may not be able to hear each other because of audio problems. Also, a frequent concern is that native speakers of English tend to speak very quickly, and non-native speakers may find it difficult to follow what they are saying over a conference call. In such cases, it is useful to know how to interrupt politely, ask for clarifications, and handle general problems in communication. You will now listen to a teleconference with three speakers who are all from the same company, but work in different locations. Jack, a senior-level associate at a global insurance agency, is facilitating the teleconference from his office in London. The participants are Jack's colleagues Michelle from Hong Kong and Patrick from Edinburgh.
Thanks, Michelle, for joining us from Hong Kong, and Patrick for being present from our Edinburgh office. I'm Jack, and I'll be facilitating the call from London. If everyone's all set, let's get started. Michelle, are you ready?
Hi, Jack. I'm all set.
Great. Patrick, I'm good to go. Right. Thanks. We should be done in around 45 to 60 minutes. I hope you have a copy of the agenda I sent across by email earlier.
Yes, got it. Thanks.
I've got mine too.
Excellent. The first item is a matter of some concern. As you can see from the figures on the first slide, there seemed to be quite an upsurge in the level of fraudulent claims we've received this year. Michelle, I'd like you to start by giving us the statistics on that from the Hong Kong office.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the figures from the last quarter don't look too good. We've had a 13% increase in unsubstantiated claims and...
If I may interrupt, what exactly do you mean by unsubstantiated claims? Aren't we discussing fraudulent claims here?
Well, yes, but many fraudulent claims are unsubstantiated, right?
I believe Michelle is referring to claims that are unsubstantiated and believed to be fraudulent. Is that right, Michelle?
That's right, Jack.
Patrick, you could use the raise hand icon on your VoIP system there when you want to clarify something during a presentation.
Oh, right. I didn't know that could be done. Please go on, Michelle.
Thanks, Jack. As I was saying, the figures show that we need to step up our field investigation processes to create greater percentages of verifiable claims. The pie diagram on this next slide shows that these percentages have been falling steadily over the last year. Yes, Patrick?
I just wanted to clarify if these figures are directly proportional to the...
Sorry, Patrick, I can't hear you very well.
Patrick, are you using a headset?
No, I'm on a mic.
You might want to put on a headset. Do you have one handy?
Yes. Just give me a second.
Jack begins the meeting by introducing himself and the other participants and welcoming them to the meeting. He also checks if the other participants are ready and if everyone can hear each other. Let's listen to the beginning again.
Thanks, Michelle, for joining us from Hong Kong, and Patrick for being present from our Edinburgh office. I'm Jack, and I'll be facilitating the call from London. If everyone's all set, let's get started. Michelle, are you ready?
Hi, Jack. I'm all set.
Great. Patrick, I'm good to go.
Since a teleconference is very dependent on the technical setup that each participant has, it's important to check all the equipment in advance so that there are no unexpected problems during the meeting. As the facilitator of the meeting, Jack is also the eyes of the others, since the participants do not have access to nonverbal gestures and body language during a conference call. So he addresses each participant clearly by name while talking to them, so that everyone can keep track of who is being addressed. After checking that the other participants' systems are working properly, Jack then begins the meeting. As we can see, a teleconference is structured very much like a regular business meeting that is conducted face-to-face.
Jack begins by telling the others how long he thinks the meeting will last, and checking if the others have a copy of the agenda that he has sent them. He then goes on to address the first item on the agenda. He says,
"The first item is a matter of some concern. As you can see from the figures on the first slide, there seemed to be quite an upsurge in the level of fraudulent claims we've received this year."
We can understand from what Jack says that he is using an online whiteboard to show slides to the others. Whiteboards are often used in teleconferences so that all the participants can have easy access to slideshow presentations. Here, we see that Jack quickly summarizes the content of the slide as well, so that the others do not have to waste time studying it closely to find out what it is about. Secondly, we also hear Jack asking Michelle to address a specific topic. He says, "Michelle, I'd like you to start by giving us the statistics on that from the Hong Kong office." A teleconference has to be carefully structured and sequenced so that every participant gets enough time to say what they have to, and it is the facilitator's job to call on each person when it is their scheduled turn to speak. Jack uses the phrase, "I'd like you to start." He could also have phrased it like a question by saying, "Michelle, would you like to start by giving us the statistics on that from the Hong Kong office?" Next, we have the first interruption in the call, which is from Patrick. Let's listen again to how he does that.
"Thanks, Jack. Well, the figures from the last quarter don't look too good. We've had a 13% increase in unsubstantiated claims."
"If I may interrupt, what exactly do you mean by unsubstantiated claims? Aren't we discussing fraudulent claims here?"
Patrick uses the phrase, "if I may interrupt," to begin his statement politely. He also quickly gives the reason for his interruption by saying, "Aren't we discussing fraudulent claims here?" Phrasing your point as a question can be a quick and useful way of asking for a clarification. To prevent a time-consuming discussion on what Michelle means, Jack quickly steps in after Michelle's response to answer Patrick's question. He says,
"I believe Michelle is referring to claims that are unsubstantiated and believed to be fraudulent. Is that right, Michelle?"
"That's right, Jack."
Jack is also careful to check with Michelle if he is right about what she means. He then tells Patrick to use a specific feature on his conferencing system when he needs to ask a question. Let's listen to how he does that.
"Patrick, you could use the raise hand icon on your VOIP system there when you want to clarify something during a presentation.
The moderator can also give such information at the beginning of the teleconference in case there are many people participating to ensure that everyone knows how to use the technological features of their voiceover internet protocol." Jack then asks Michelle to resume by saying, "Please go on, Michelle." Michelle uses the phrase, "as I was saying," to indicate that she is resuming from the point where she had stopped when Patrick interrupted her. Patrick has another question during her presentation, but this time he uses the raise hand icon as Jack suggested. We know this because we don't hear Patrick saying anything, but Michelle says, "Yes, Patrick?" showing the others that she is stopping because someone wants to ask a question. Patrick begins his question by using the phrase, "I just wanted to clarify." Similar phrases that can be used to make clarifications are, "Could you please clarify?" "I'd just like to know," and "Can you please tell us?" The next interruption is caused by a technological problem, since Patrick is speaking, but the others are unable to hear him clearly. Michelle indicates this by saying, "Sorry, Patrick, I can't hear you very well." Let's listen to that exchange again.
"I just wanted to clarify if these figures are directly proportional to the..."
"Sorry, Patrick, I can't hear you very well."
"Patrick, are you using a headset?"
"No, I'm on a mic."
"You might want to put on a headset. Do you have one handy?"
"Yes. Just give me a second."
Jack asks Patrick if he is using a headset. This shows us that Jack has some experience with teleconferences and that he can quickly spot what the problem is. We also see that Patrick is prepared for technological problems since he has a headset ready. Having backups for technological equipment is essential during a conference call since you should be prepared for technical difficulties. Problems with equipment should be solved quickly so that you don't have to hold up the call or keep others waiting. You will now listen to a teleconference call with three participants. Julie, a production designer at an interior design firm, is facilitating the call with her colleague Will and a prospective client, Anthony.
Anthony and Will, I'd like to welcome you both to this discussion. Anthony is in this meeting as a representative of Li Merchants from Shanghai, and Will is my associate from the Manchester office. I'm Julie, and I'll be facilitating this discussion from our Hong Kong office.
Thanks, Julie. I'm looking forward to the discussion. Will, I'm happy to talk to you.
Hi, Anthony. Glad to be a part of this.
Anthony, thanks very much for joining us today, and we hope that we can clarify your questions about the negotiation. I sent out a copy of the agenda by email earlier today. We've scheduled an hour for this discussion. The first item is to address Anthony's questions about his company's market needs. Anthony, would you like to tell us about those?
Thank you, Julie. Can I use the whiteboard for my slides?
Yes, of course. I've enabled your call so you can control the slideshow yourself.
Thanks, Julie. Well, you can see here that we're the leading company in the Chinese garment market for Western formal clothing for women. But our competitors are not very far behind us. We're looking for exciting new designs that will help us gain a wider margin in the market.
Thanks, Anthony. If we could just pause for a bit to look more closely at the details and brainstorm some ideas together. Will, I'd like your inputs on this.
Well, Anthony, we've been thinking about Li Merchant's needs. And I believe our new range of formal wear for women will appeal to your market.
Pardon me for interrupting, but I'd just like to clarify if this range has already been released in the European market.
Will, could you respond to Anthony's question?
Yes, it has. But we can offer you an exclusive deal on the Asian market.
Thanks for clarifying that, Will.
Will, please continue.
I have a couple of slides here that will show you some figures on how the new collection has taken the market by storm. Hold on, that isn't the right slide there.
How about the previous one? Is this the one you wanted?
No, it seems to be going forward instead of back to the previous one. Let me see if I can...
Why don't you just give us a quick summary of the statistics so that we can move on to the next item on the agenda?
Julie begins the discussion by welcoming the others to the conference call, paying particular attention to thanking Anthony for his participation, since he is representing a different company that is a prospective client of Julie and Will's company. Anthony and Will also greet each other. Let's listen to that again.
Anthony and Will, I'd like to welcome you both to this discussion. Anthony is in this meeting as a representative of Li Merchants from Shanghai, and Will is my associate from the Manchester office. I'm Julie, and I'll be facilitating this discussion from our Hong Kong office.
Thanks, Julie. I'm looking forward to the discussion. Will, I'm happy to talk to you.
Hi, Anthony. Glad to be a part of this.
Anthony, thanks very much for joining us today, and we hope that we can clarify your questions about the negotiation.
By exchanging pleasant greetings and introductions, the participants begin the meeting on a friendly note and help each other to feel welcome. It is important to be especially polite and friendly during a teleconference with people you've never met, since you cannot see the people you are being introduced to, and they cannot see you. After introducing the agenda, Julie invites Anthony to tell the others about his company's needs. We see that a technical subject comes up here, since Anthony needs to use a slideshow. Let's listen to that.
Thank you, Julie. Can I use the whiteboard for my slides?
Yes, of course. I've enabled your call so you can control the slideshow yourself.
Since Anthony is a client and plays a key role in the meeting's agenda, Julie, as the facilitator, has already ensured that Anthony can use the technical equipment the way he needs to. It's important to ensure that everything works properly in a teleconference, especially when people from other companies are present. Not anticipating such needs can leave outsiders with a poor impression of how your company works. After Anthony has outlined the first item on the agenda, we see that Julie suggests that the participants brainstorm the issue together. She says,
Thanks, Anthony. If we could just pause for a bit to look more closely at the details and brainstorm some ideas together. Will, I'd like your inputs on this.
Brainstorming is an efficient way of getting everyone to participate in a teleconference. Many experienced facilitators use it as a means of getting everyone's attention and breaking the monotony after a single person has been speaking for a while. Anthony then interrupts Will to ask a question. Let's listen to that again. And I believe our new range of formal wear for women will appeal to your market.
Pardon me for interrupting, but I'd just like to clarify if this range has already been released in the European market.
Will, could you respond to Anthony's question?
Anthony interrupts very politely to ask a relevant question. As the facilitator, Julie steps in to ask Will to respond. By doing so, she is showing that she has accepted Anthony's interruption and wants to address it.
Shortly after, we see that Will runs into some trouble as he tries to show some slides. Let's listen to that again. I have a couple of slides here that will show you some figures on how the new collection has taken the market by storm. Hold on, that isn't the right slide there.
How about the previous one? Is this the one you wanted?
No, it seems to be going forward instead of back to the previous one. Let me see if I can...
Why don't you just give us a quick summary of the statistics so that we can move on to the next item on the agenda?
At first, Julie tries to help Will by showing a different slide, but there seems to be a technical problem with the slide display. Will wants time to resolve the issue, but Julie interrupts him. Let's listen to that again.
How about the previous one? Is this the one you wanted?
No, it seems to be going forward instead of back to the previous one. Let me see if I can...
Why don't you just give us a quick summary of the statistics so that we can move on to the next item on the agenda?
Sometimes presenters can get very caught up in the moment and become anxious about technical difficulties. Julie, as the facilitator, keeps calm and suggests that Will moves on by simply giving the others a quick summary of the statistics. It is important to remember that technical features like slideshows are only support systems, and you should be able to manage without them if necessary. Always be prepared to continue without your slides and graphics, and keep hard copies of all your information with you so that you can continue with your point in case there is a technical failure. With Julie's interruption of Will, we also see that she does not use any specific polite phrase to break into what he is saying. This is because they are colleagues, and she can be less formal with him than with Anthony. Also, she phrases her suggestion as a question so that it seems softer and friendlier. She also reminds him that they should not waste time because the meeting needs to move on to the next item on the agenda. Through this, Julie shows that she is an efficient facilitator who knows how to keep the others focused on the agenda, and who keeps up the momentum of the meeting by quickly resolving a technical problem. In this lesson, we saw that teleconferences can have two kinds of communication problems, technical issues and interruptions by participants. It is important for all the participants to be prepared to face both kinds of communication problems. Technical issues can be solved quickly if you anticipate the kinds of problems that can happen and check your equipment thoroughly before the teleconference. Problems in communicating with other people can be handled by being prepared to face interruptions, knowing how to interrupt, asking for clarifications when necessary, and being able to respond to questions about your presentation.
That's all for this Business English Podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Business English Podcast is part of Workplace English Training e-magazine. To access the podcast transcript for this and other Business English Podcast lessons, you'll need to subscribe to Workplace English Training e-magazine at www.workplace-english-training.com. Workplace English Training e-magazine is a monthly interactive online magazine focusing on all aspects of business English training. It is suitable for pre-intermediate to advanced level learners. Each issue of the e-magazine is packed with interactive lessons to help you improve your business writing, speaking, listening, and vocabulary. Learning is challenging, yet fun. Here's that subscription address once again, www.workplace-english-training.com.